Today, let's talk parenting as well as jealousy and envy. It's a two-for-one study this broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Stay with us.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand.
Hi, this is Jay Webb for International Gospel Hour. For 90 years, Churches of Christ have proclaimed God's Word through International Gospel Hour. You are about to listen to another Bible-based lesson with Jeff Archie of International Gospel Hour, starting now.
I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you to our Jay Webb, and greetings to all of you. Great having you with us today here for our broadcast from the International Gospel Hour. Friends, today this is a two-for-one broadcast, and from the outset, we welcome Chad Dollahite, a good brother and friend and the evangelist for the Bremen Church of Christ in Bremen, Georgia. Chad penned a couple of exceptional articles originally printed in the publication called Truth. Now, as we begin today, allow me to pause and our Jay Webb will tell you how you can receive this publication simply titled Truth. Here is our Jay Webb.
How about another free online publication? Subscribe to Truth, a monthly four-page worldwide publication edited by our friend and brother Roger Campbell. Each issue has 4 to 6 articles of excellent writing and biblical study. Please send us an email at info@internationalgospelhour.com and leave us your name, email address, and write Truth in the message blank. Again, please send an email to info@internationalgospelhour.com and leave your name, email address, and write Truth in the message blank.
Let's consider the challenge to be good parents. Being a good parent is a challenge. The devil seeks to derail parents' efforts, but through the inspired Word of God, we are not ignorant of his devices, 2 Corinthians 2:11. There are many challenges to being a good parent, but perhaps the greatest challenge is the challenge to give children roots and wings. Parents need to make sure their children are rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, Colossians 2:7, meaning their children are rooted in God's Word in the body of Christ, the church, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. And parents know the time will come when children leave the nest and need wings to make it on their own. Good parents want to give good gifts to their children like our Heavenly Father, James 1:17. There is no greater gift to give a child than strong, godly roots. There are a multitude of admonitions we could discuss for parents seeking to give their children godly roots, but this writing and this discussion will look at 3 key gifts parents can give their children daily. Over time, these gifts add up to the greatest gift of all, godly roots. Number 1. Give children the gift of discipline. Discipline may not always feel like a gift, but God's Word is filled with teaching concerning its importance for children. Proverbs 13:24 says, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him promptly." A child without discipline is not enjoyable to be around, but astute adults recognize the blame falls more on the parents. Discipline comes in many forms and is not always physical punishment, but inspiration does tell us plainly, the rod and rebuke give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings shame to his mother, Proverbs 29:15. For a parent's part, discipline needs to be consistent and it needs to be even-handed as opposed to angry outbursts and or shouting fits. The gift of discipline keeps on giving, since self-control or self-discipline is an essential trait for faithful Christians. Self-control is included in both the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5:23, and the Christian graces, 2 Peter 1:6. One of the greatest gifts parents can give their children is the gift of discipline. Second, give children the gift of training. Children are not born adults. They need training. Children need life training in areas like how to handle and manage money, the value of hard work, being a productive member of society, and such like. More than anything, though, children need spiritual training. The responsibility for spiritual training of children belongs to parents. Fathers are told, bring them, that is children, up in the training and admonition of the Lord, Ephesians 6 and verse 4. No matter how well parents train children for life, if they neglect to train them spiritually, they have failed their children. Spiritual training involves things like teaching them God's Word, praying with and for them, and warning them against immorality and worldliness in general. Spiritual training is a nonstop process. Moses told Israel, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7. Neither life training nor spiritual training will happen by accident. They require a determined, committed effort. Like discipline, training is a continual gift, for children will use that training throughout their lives. Parents, give your children the gift of training. Third, give children a worthy example to follow. Good parents share the same sentiments as Paul toward the Corinthian saints, as he said, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ," 1 Corinthians 11:1. Whether we like it or not, and whether they like it or not, children tend to follow their parents' example. Every parent should consider whether they would be proud or ashamed to have their children turn out just like them. Giving children a good example demands parents' full attention and requires full effort, but it keeps on giving as they, even into adulthood, benefit from their parents' godly example. With all the ungodly examples in our world, children desperately need the gift of a good example from their parents. Parents who provide their children with godly roots by way of discipline, training, and a good example prepare them for adulthood and independence, but most importantly, they prepare them for heaven. This is challenging, but not impossible. In 2 Kings 19, King Hezekiah was faced with a seemingly insurmountable challenge as Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came against the nation of Judah. Hezekiah, however, sought help from God, and God sent word through the prophet Isaiah that Judah would be delivered. God told Judah to plant their gardens and vineyards, for they would still be around to reap them, 2 Kings 19:29. And God summarized with the statement, "And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward," 2 Kings 19:30. When children are brought up in the training and admonition of the Lord, according to Ephesians 6:4, and prepared by their parents to function as responsible, faithful Christian adults, parents then have the privilege and unspeakable joy of watching their grown children take root downward and bear fruit upward. What an awesome thought from our friend Chad Dollahite on the challenge to be good parents. We're going to take a break for about 30 seconds. Here is our Jay Webb with some great content from the World Video Bible School.
Streaming television content is quickly growing, and with that said, check out our friends at World Video Bible School. Their website is wvbs.org. Between listening to us here at International Gospel Hour, check out over 2,400 videos and get this, enroll in their online school and work at your own pace absolutely free. That's wvbs.org. Again, that's wvbs.org.
Friends, let's talk about overcoming jealousy and envy. The Christian life is all about being a new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Christians are to put away old habits and ways and replace them with godly ones, Ephesians 4, 21-24. One challenge of Christian living is that of overcoming jealousy and envy. What are jealousy and envy? Well, the root word for jealousy was a word used in both good and bad ways, depending on its context. For example, the Bible says it is good to be zealous in a good thing always, Galatians 4:18. But the same root word is used negatively in Romans 13 and verse 13 and other places. The usage or the sense of word is simple to determine based on the context. The Greek word for envy, though, is always used in a negative way. This article deals only with the negative usage of jealousy. Let's think on these things that our friend Chad Dollahite has penned. How is jealousy distinguished from envy? Well, jealousy is when one sees what another has and desires that same thing for oneself. Again, this could be a good thing, as in seeing a spiritually mature person and desiring such for oneself. Envy, however, seeks to deprive another of what he or she has in order to obtain such for oneself. Envy feels displeasure at another's success or prosperity. The two concepts are similar in many ways, but they are in fact distinct. Some characteristics. First, they always seek to hide their true motives. To crucify Jesus, the Jewish leaders hid behind feigned loyalty to God and the law of Moses, John 19, verse 7. As Paul points out in 2 Corinthians 11, 13 and following, such behavior mimics Satan himself. Second, most often the object or objects of envy have themselves done no harm to those who envy them. See 1 Peter 2, 19 through 24. And third, envy and jealousy wreck lives, both the envious jealous one and his target, emotionally, physically, and worst of all, spiritually. It is rottenness to the bones, Proverbs 14:30. How do we overcome? Well, since love does not envy, 1 Corinthians 13:4, having more love for God and others is the key. Also heed Proverbs 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. In other words, better thinking helps overcome jealousy and envy. See also Philippians 4:8. And having the mind of Christ puts others before self and thus prevents jealousy and envy. Philippians 2:3-5. Overcoming jealousy and envy is not always easy, but it can be done when we love others, guard our thoughts, and have the mind of Christ. And the key to doing so is found in Psalms 119:11. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. What an awesome study today, friends. The challenge to be good parents, overcoming jealousy and envy, great thoughts penned, biblically based and spiritually sound thoughts from our friend and brother, Chad Dollahite of Bremen, Georgia. Friends, let us help you in your continued studies. We have our home Bible study, our Bible correspondence course available. It's free. Call us at 855-444-6988. Leave us your name, address, and just say home study, and we'll send it to you. That's right. And until another time, friends, thanks for joining me today on the International Gospel Hour. I'm Jeff Archie, and friends, keep listening.
God be with you till we...
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. To God goes all the glory, and we hope that our study today will draw you closer to His Word to walk in His way. To listen to it again or our other broadcasts, please visit our website at internationalgospelhour.com.
God be with you.